option tonight.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is The Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao, in India, Namaste, in Japan, Konnichiwa, in Korea, Annyeonghaseyo, in Russia, in Germany, Guten in Poland, Mindobre, in France, Bonjour, in Spain, Hola, in Italy, Ciao, in Egypt, Ahenasaka, in Ghana, Aswaba, in Nigeria, Senio, in South Africa, Salbona, in Senegal, Nangade, in Kenya, Zambo, in Israel, Shalom, in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia. Assalamu alaikum. Greetings. And may peace be upon you all.
I'm going to have to play that one more time. Oh, I love that beat. And this time I'm going to use my hands on my drum. For those of you who are in the studio, who are in Facebook Live, let's try drumming with our hands if you've been drumming with a stick, whether it's your table or a drum or a pot or a pan. Let's do it with our hands. Let's get into that rhythm one more time, because we're celebrating our African roots tonight. And there's one thing very, very clear, very, very prominent in Africa, it's the music. The music is so powerful for healing. I picked a few African healing songs for tonight for us to listen to. And I really invite you, my audience, to share. Share with us, where's my banner? Okay. Share with us your plans for unity in 2022. This is the first day of Kwanzaa, which is Umoja, which means unity. And what comes to me from spirit is that we need to establish this day going forward for the next 365 days and onward, that we are going to promote unity, because I'm sick and tired of the division, which is, you, as you know, divide and conquer. Too many elite minds, ego minds are trying to conquer us, we the people, conscious queens, goddesses, because they're dividing us. So tonight is all about unity. I want you to share, what is your goal for 2022 in promoting unity? How are you going to do it? Don't just tell me unity in the community, but how are you going to do it first in yourself? Because a lot of us are walking around divided within ourselves. A house divided will not stand. Many of us are divided in ourselves, in our minds, in our body, our soul. We don't even know who we are, what we're supposed to be doing. So tonight we want to encourage you to share so we can help you promote yourself in unity first, unity in the community. How are you going to do it? We know you want to do it, but how? How are you going to, what's the plan? Let's get a plan here. Let's get a plan and share with one another. And let's do some unity in the music. We're going to play that African music one more time to get us in the mood to promote unity for the rest of the year, coming year and beyond, because we've had enough of this. So get your drums, your hammer, your pots, pans, your table, and let's drum in this show together promoting unity and
harmony. It's Mr. E on the beat.
This one na sara sara, the beat is sara sara. We go make you manya manya, we make you manya manya. Oh yeah, make you go daddy, go daddy, go daddy, go daddy, go daddy. Make it happen, yeah. Everybody, go daddy, go daddy, go daddy, go daddy. Make it happen, yeah. This one na sara sara, the beat is sara sara. We go make you manya manya. Make this in manya manya. This is for people with a lacha. Hey, people with a lacha. Hey, yeah, Nandi Walanya. Hey, Nandi Kalanya. It will make you feel better. This can take away palaba. This can take away wahala. It will make you feel nice. Oh yeah, let's go to Kenya, Rwanda and Tanzania. No go Cameroon, Niger, Ghana, South and Sudan. Oh yeah, make you Ricota, Ricota, Mama Africa, Ricota, hey. Make it up, yeah. Everybody, Ricota, Mama Africa, Ricota, hey. Make it up, yeah. One day, Tara, Tara, ne. One Tara, Tara, ne. Make it up, yeah. One Tara, Tara, ne. Mama Africa, Tara, Tara, ne. Make it up, yeah. Oh, this one not die, yo. If you don't forgive me, make you no fight, oh. Hey, you go forget your sorrow. Makachuku, you go buy and pay for your motto. Hey, oh, this one not sara sara. The beat is sara sara. We go make you manya manya. We make you see manya manya. This is for people with a lacha. Hey, people with a lacha. Hey, and Nandi Walanya. Hey. Nandi Kalanya, it will make you feel better. This can take away palaba. This can take away wahala. It will make you feel nice. Oh yeah, let's go to Zambia, Uganda, South Africa, also Cameroon, Burundi, also Benin Republic. Hey. Oh yeah, make you Ricota, Ricota, Mama Africa, Ricota, hey. Make it up, yeah, 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 yeah. Everybody, Ricota, Ricota, Mama Africa, Ricota, hey. Make it up, yeah.
Glad to see 2021 pass on. 2021, pass on, move on. We've got so many exciting things coming in 2022. It's going to be so much better because we have been prepared. We've been prepared for this. This is nothing new. many of us feel like aliens on this planet over this year because we adjusted to the chaos in such a way to know that, I'm here for such a time as this. I'm here to make a move in the right direction of unity, love, harmony, peace, joy, all the things that we really need to emphasize lately. So thank you for joining me this evening. I really encourage you to share your plan for unity. We need a plan, people. We don't need to be out there scattered and divided anymore. We need a plan. Let's come together tonight, family, Blog Talk family, Facebook family. Let us come together, share our plan for unity first in your own body and mind and soul. What have you been thinking that's divisive? I'll tell you one area that occurred to me that we've all been probably guilty of being divided on, and that's the way we have seen people who don't think like us, who don't believe like us. We've had the government dividing the vaxxed and the unvaxxed, and it's come to a point where in this year when we've seen so much division and craziness, that we need to move into acceptance that each one of us souls, humans, has a role to play on this planet, and we don't need to be hating each other for the choices that we make. We've had, a lot of us have been afraid that if you make choices, it's going to harm you, it's going to kill you, it's going to do more bad than good, but we've got to come out of that, and this umoja, Kwanzaa, first day is about umoja. Umoja Habari Gani is the greeting. Unity, unity, unity. And that's all I've been feeling all day, is promoting the unity that we so desperately need on planet Earth. So tonight we start with Soul Purpose Healing, with the female solution, promoting unity, unity from this day on. 1226. I wonder if I said that wrong on my flyer. 1226 is a seven, I believe. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 2. Yeah, it's a seven. So that just means that divine power is with us. The seven is the number of divinity. I did have the date right. Okay, 26. So we're the number seven today. We want to promote seven. For the rest of the week, we've got a whole week or 6 more days of Kwanzaa celebration. But this cannot just be a celebration of our African roots. I'm wearing my kente cloth. I got a couple of kente cloths here on my head and on my neck, and I've even got a little necklace someone gave me of Africa. Can you believe that? This is a planet. This is a necklace, jewelry of the African continent. How cool is that? So I'm ready for my celebration of my African roots. And I've got someone who's pressed their hands. I'm going to open their mic before I play my audio. But I want to tell you a story about Africa that a man gave. Gabri Amlek is his name. I believe he's a very a brother, dark-skinned brother, who learned about spiritual, metaphysical things very early in his life. And he wrote a book called The Spiritual Destiny of African Americans in the United States, something like that, Gabri Amlek. In that book, I read about what he researched to be the root of racial tension. And he said it started in Africa, Mother Africa, where the African parents, the African mother, gave birth to albino children. And the albino children were sent off to the Caucasus Mountains because they were embarrassed. They hated them. Obviously, you hate someone if you send your own children off to a mountain somewhere in the cold to live and not even know if they'll survive. But this story was told by Gabri Amlek, a very, very spiritual man who's now in his 80s, and he wrote this book. And he said that is where not only did Caucasians develop this really close relationship with animals, because it was the animals that saved their lives. And so they lived in the Caucasus Mountains, and they survived, and they went on to migrate to other parts of the world. And Africans, we're still in Africa making babies, albino and dark-skinned babies, all kinds of babies. They still have albino children today being born in Africa. So you know it's not a false statement to say African, dark-skinned Africans give birth to albinos for whatever reason. You're welcome to comment on that. But what happened over the years, it was what Gabrielle Amlick writes, is that Caucasians developed a close relationship with their animals, number one. You can see that kind of with the relationship they have with their dogs. And if anyone has anything to say about pets, I'd like to hear whether you think Caucasians have a closer relationship with the animals. But anyway, these Caucasians migrated, developed, and the conflict, the negative feelings toward their African parents grew and grew and grew, and that was the beginning of hatred toward the races. Africans hated their albino children. So we today are looking at still a lot of conflict and disharmony among white-skinned, black-skinned people. We need to stop this, people. Let's get back to our roots, African roots. I'm taking full responsibility for my African ancestors' guilt and behavior to hate their albino children, give them away. Even today, they're still mistreating albino children in Africa. So let's not have this idea that Africans are perfect people, pure people, haven't made any mistakes. They've done everything right, including the slave trade, which was filled with all kinds of misinformation. But let's start today with unity, forgiveness, forgiving our ancestors, our black ancestors, African ancestors who gave away their albino children. Yes, I believe that. You may not believe it. That's okay. We're going to have unity tonight, whether you believe it or not. But it makes sense to me. And so Caucasians and Africans have been back and forth, hating each other. The Caucasians, their parents, African parents gave them away. They hated them, blah, blah, blah. And here we are today in 2021, where guess what? The elite and the egomaniacs hate all of us. Whatever, doesn't matter what color we are, they want to get rid of reduce the population. So we want to start tonight promoting unity. Where and how can you do that? Let me hear from you tonight, please. How are you going to promote unity going forward? Knowing that we've all been deceived, we've all been misinformed, we've all been lied to, all kinds of errors have occurred in journey.
You are now in the host queue.
No matter what color they are. Africa holds the key. Our ancestors are calling us to unity. So I'm going to open the mic of Mama AZ. I think, Mama AZ has pressed her hand. That means she's woke and ready to talk. And we want to hear from you tonight. This is a show tonight for all of us family to gather and talk about how we're going to promote unity going forward. Let's stop this division. Let's stop this, quote, racism, which is stupid and ridiculous. And let's stop looking for reparations from a government that is psychopathic. Can we stop doing that? Let's just work within a strong community of conscious, powerful queens, kings, goddesses to do what we know needs to be done, and that's bring unity, harmony, peace, love, and joy. Mama AZ, your mic's open. How are you tonight? Are you there?
Wow. Grand rising. Dr. Z, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go right ahead. Your mic's open. You got the floor, sweetie.
Dr. Z, I just love the freaking bejesus out of you. I don't know any other human being on this planet that is a seven besides myself that is hooked up. I mean, when I say a seven, I mean in your life path. Family, for you to get that do not understand what I'm saying by your life path, you add your digits up. When you came to the planet, like your Earth Day, the day, I mean, your month, your Earth Day, and the year, you add up all of those digits and reduce it, and that will give you your life path. And I am so grateful, Dr. Z, that you are a seven. I am a seven. And today's date Kwanzaa, add the digits up. I believe it comes to a 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Am I correct?
Yes, that's right.
And it's amazing how you, it's like you're in my head. I don't ever have to look at what you are going to do for your show on Sundays for Soul Purpose Healing, because I know it's in line with my vibration. That song that you played, I've been envisioning having a session out here before I leave in the courtyard here at Devon Gables. Family, I'm still here. I'm still healing. I'm not walking yet, but I'm healing. And whatever I agree to as far as my journey in this lifetime, I'm dealing with it the best way that I can. And I know it must be on point, because that song that you played, I have been envisioning the whole community of people, especially ones that are in wheelchairs. I haven't approached Holly yet about this, but because of that song, I'm going to move forward with approaching Holly, because she's a dancer. Holly is my friend here in Tucson, Arizona, and I believe that she can pull this off. I don't think when you were here that we were able to go out to the courtyard. Were we able to go to the courtyard while you were here, Dr.
No, Lee? No, we missed that. We missed that.
Okay, well, anyway, let me get to the point. This is what I'm envisioning happening, getting the rhythm, getting the blood flowing for ones like myself in wheelchairs and so on who may not be able to walk, but they got rhythm. And I see this doing a dance to this song that you played. And Dr. V, I'm so grateful that you brought the issue up of the albino children. It is so much misinformation that has been put into place on this planet. And I didn't come from Africa. My people were already here, family. I did not come from Africa. Many mm-hmm. of you did not come from Africa. Look up Dane Calloway and some others. We have so much misinformation, and I ask the Creator every day, every waking moment, I send out prayers for my extended family, Dr. Yu, that they can stay well. Brother Kwame, you, many others, that you can stay well so that you can be able to continue to bring light, truth to this earth. Family, we are babies. Planet Earth is new. We haven't gotten out of cannibalism, many of us, yet. But there have been other planets that have gone through just what we are going through here on planet Earth. And I also want you to know, if a loved one leaves the planet, have a celebration, because those dear ones chose to leave at this particular time so that they could reposition themselves to help some of these fools over here on this side. I'm serious.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm serious, you know. So keep yourself well, and most of all, unify with you. This COVID has given us chance to go within and learn about us. It is not all negative, family. I mean, if you had people around you all of the time, what's a distraction from being unified with you? And I'm seeing that, Dr. V, even with my children. They don't call me or come to see me. And I am learning that I set it up that way. I agreed to have it like this, to have the training, the lessons that I'm getting from being with me, from being with me and my many selves and I.
And you know, sister, you bring up such an important point about unity with yourself means you don't have a lot of people around you all the time, because you, in your particular situation, you've had to get to know the kingdom within you, especially your legs, your right leg is part of the kingdom within you. And all those cells have been really talking to you over the many, many years about the imbalance in that leg. And you have had to come to unity and agreement with that leg, particularly where many of us are struggling with our brains, our hearts, our stomachs, our digestion. And you bring up an excellent point about unity with yourself. You're in love with the kingdom now within you, because you know that's what's going to heal you. It's not going to be man to heal you. The kingdom within you that is so powerful, that we have been distracted from this kingdom within us by man and Fauci's and all these all these weird souls that we've had to learn from how to let go and accept people's behavior, but do me. I got to do me. And I'm the goddess, and many times I'm the queen, and I'm not really worried about anybody else right anymore like I did at the beginning of the year. It was like, oh, how could they do that? Oh, don't do that. Don't take that jab. Don't do that. And it's like now it's like, oh, okay, you took the jab. Well, let's just pray everything goes well with you. I'm not getting anxious anymore about people's behavior. And these two men who I birthed into the earth were part of my adjustment to be in an accepting mode of people's choices, and not get all bent out of shape about who got jabbed and who didn't and what's going to happen to them, blah, 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 blah. I'm done with that now. I'm in the unity mode. So we got
Okay, I just want to say this. Family, if someone decides to transfer to the other side after they've taken that jab, they had to set it up that way so that they could have an exit to get the hell on out of Dodge, so they can be more productive on the other side. And and I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
True words, sister. Thank you so much. I love you, dear. I love you so much. You're my sister. We've been in other lives together. We got it going on this trip because we have been here many lifetimes. In other words, this is not our first rodeo, folks. So I'm going to open up the mic of, I believe that's our sister, Naima Latif, in Chicago. So we had Mama AZ from Arizona talking about unity in her community with the Arizona folks. And Naima Latif, your mic is open. Welcome, my sister.
Yes, good evening. How are you?
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening to Mama AZ. So good to hear your voice.
Yes. He's still alive and kicking.
Alive and kicking, absolutely. Still on this side of the dirt. Yes.
Celebrate.
That's right. You know, she said something, which I think is a key thing that we're going to really have to accept, and that is that a transition from this life is a choice. It's a pre-birth choice, and this virus has given people an exit plan. There are people who intended to leave at this time, and the virus has given them an opportunity to go. This adventure, as you've called it, is giving us a chance to understand the transition from life inside a body to life outside a body, returning to life in the non-physical. We have so much overwhelming fear of that. It's time for us to grow up. And all over the internet, the conscious people, the conscious raising people, the global transforming people, they're urging humanity to rethink the way they think about death and understand that we're going through cycles of life. So all this obsession about whether or not you're going to die, if you don't get the jab, if you do get it, all of us are going to transition out of here. And it really is time for us to change our thinking about what we believe in terms of what happens when we exit this body. This is going to force us to grow up in a way that we have not grown up for centuries. And it's going to force us to let go of the fear surrounding the natural cycles of life. And it's going to also force us, like you said, to accept other people's decisions. So now they've had to admit that getting the shot doesn't create an immunity, because so many people are still getting the virus after they've had the shot. So that's one, you know, lie that has had to be admitted. So now the marketing thrust is to say, well, when you get the virus, it won't be as severe if you get the shot. Okay, well, that's fine. But people still have a decision that they have a free will right to make whether or not they want to get it. So you can't say, well, if you don't get the shot, then you're gonna be spreading the virus. Well, no, actually, now that we know that getting the shot doesn't create an immunity, then there really isn't any reason to be bullying people who choose not to get it. Because if they decide, okay, well, if I get the virus, fine, I'll just take the consequences, but I'm choosing not to get the shot. You can't say, but you're making a spread. No, people are not causing anybody to spread it by making that choice. They're making the choice to not get the shot. And if they get the virus, they're deciding to handle it however severe the symptoms may be. That's a choice that they have a right to make. So now we're at a stage where everybody has to accept the choices that others have made. If those who want to get the shot say, well, I feel safer, or I want to make sure if I get it, the symptoms aren't as severe or won't kill me. Okay, well, that's your free will choice. You cannot say to somebody else they need to make your same choice, because they're not affecting you. They're only affecting themselves. So this is really going to be the big challenge, I think, of the coming year, because families are divided on this. You have very strong, divisive lines within all families. If somebody is on one side and somebody else is on the other side, you've got people who won't let parents see their children, or children won't visit their parents, or, you know, grandparents can't visit the grandchildren, or grandchildren, you know, scared to see the grandparents. I mean, all of that. So all of this is an opportunity, like Mama AZ was saying. It's an opportunity for us to grow up, take responsibility for our decisions, and accept the decisions of others, and not allow ourselves to be manipulated into fear. Because what we're seeing is there isn't any shot that's going to create an immunity. So that can't be used as a threatening point, somebody who refuses to do it. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. But I think also you said that what we should be doing is just form like-minded communities of people who are willing to work together and think alike and believe in basically living in peace and accepting each other's right to their own personal health choices, and we'll be fine. And I think that's doable. So I'm looking forward to a wonderful 2022. What is Elizabeth saying? All things new in 2022. So let's
see. I love that. So Naima is going to take, we're right at the commercial break. So I'm going to let Naima take us to the commercial. When we come back, some people have no idea what Kwanzaa is, so I do have a very short audio that explains Kwanzaa, what it's all about. So when we come back, we'll hear a little bit about what Kwanzaa is, why it is celebrated. And again, we want to hear from all of you about what is your plan to promote unity next year. We need everybody on the same page promoting unity and not letting the elite egomaniac, psychopathic government distract us any longer with their agenda. So let's do that when we come back. And we have a caller, 706-202. We're going to open up that mic after we let everybody know what Kwanzaa is, and then I'm sure that's Kwame. We'll let Kwame elaborate on that when we come back. So thank you, Naima, for those uplifting words. 2022 is going to be a great year for the families who are in unity. So, Naima, take it away. That commercials, and we'll be right back.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Evening. Thank you so much for joining me. This is the beginning of what I consider to be the plan for 2022, unity among brothers and sisters, regardless of your culture, religious heritage, anything. We need unity. And this is why Kwanzaa, the first day today, December 26th, starts with Umoja, which means unity. So here's a little brief history of what Kwanzaa is, where it started, and all that. And we want to get into your comments about what are you going to do to promote unity. That's what we need. They've been dividing the heck out of all the humans on the planet, the elites and the egomaniacs, the extreme narcissists, and it's time for unity. Today, Kwanzaa, our African ancestors are speaking to us. Let's start this unity. So here's a little history for those who don't know.
Kwanzaa is a holiday that was started by Dr. Malinga Karenga in 1966. The reason that he felt a need to start a brand new holiday was because he felt that African Americans that lived outside of the continent of Africa were detached from the values and the culture of the continent of Africa. And he wanted them to feel good about themselves and to have something that they could connect to make their lives better. Kwanzaa is actually derived from a Kiswahili word meaning first harvest. All through the continent of Africa and many other places, people celebrate the harvest. They give thanks for the harvest. So Kwanzaa really means first fruit or harvest time. Kwanzaa is not a religious holiday. It's a cultural holiday, which means that you can celebrate whatever your tradition is and still enjoy Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is observed the day after Christmas, which means you could still celebrate Christmas, from December 26th all the way through January 1st, New Year's Day, for 7 days. So the 7 days, you're actually celebrating and thinking about seven principles. Those seven principles are called the Nguza Saba. The seven principles of Kwanzaa are Umoja, unity, Kuchishangulia, self-determination, Ujima, collective work and responsibility, Ujamaa, cooperative economics, Nia, purpose, Koumba, creativity, and last but not least, Imani, faith. Those are seven principles that everyone can use to have a better life. It doesn't matter if you're African American. It doesn't matter where you're from. These seven principles will help you to be a better human being and also help to make the world a better place. The candelabra for Kwanzaa is called a kinora. It is seven candles that represent, again, the seven principles. So the middle candle is black, that represents the people. Then you have three candles representing the blood, and then three candles that represent the earth or the hard work that you do. I think that what resonates with people about this holiday is that it really is a holiday that makes you look within and then connect with the people around you. So part of Kwanzaa also is looking at your relationships, people who you might need to ask forgiveness from, people who you might need to forgive. The Kwanzaa celebration at the American Museum of Natural History is literally the largest Kwanzaa celebration in the United States. Thousands and thousands of people come in to see the Kwanzaa celebration. And as a storyteller, I am just proud, and every year I look forward to coming and sharing with everyone about Kwanzaa.
We have about 10,000 people that come together to celebrate every year with shows that include performances as well as storytelling and teaching about the principles and all of the, you know, nature of the holiday of Kwanzaa, as well as a popular marketplace that opens for artisans to come and sell their wares at the museum for just one day.
And you see people of every ethnicity, every race, every religion coming together to celebrate love, to celebrate culture, to celebrate the great and rich contribution of African Americans and the African diaspora. What's wonderful about Kwanzaa for everyone is that it gives everyone the opportunity to learn a little bit more about African American history, which is American history. Then we also get the opportunity to be with family and share personal stories. So when people of any ethnicity come together and they hear these stories, it helps them to understand one another better.
So for those of you who were not sure what Kwanzaa was, I hope that was helpful for you as a foundation for our discussion tonight. But as I said, we want to take these principles into 2022. We don't want to leave them here at the end of the year and say, that was a nice little celebration. We put on our kente cloth and we had some good food and we laughed and talked and danced to African music. We want to take these principles into the next year, because we got lost and confused in 2021 about what we needed to be doing and what we need to be focusing on and what our priorities need to be as a people. And as I said in the beginning of the show, African women gave birth to albino, white, pale-skinned babies. That was the beginning of the Caucasian race in many books and writings in history. So we can stop talking about racism and critical race theory if we just remember that it started in Africa. We want to honor our African ancestors. They bring us even today some wise thoughts and spiritual energy to make changes in our life today. And if we're not hearing from your spiritual, your ancestors, we're going to hear some meditations and music later on, song to call our African ancestors back here, the ones who are with us now to help us navigate this difficult journey we've been in that has attempted to divide us like never before. So let me go to the calls. I really encourage you to call in 515-605-9325. Tell us how you're going to promote unity next year. This is the first day of the beginning of seven principles all year. I think for every show that I have in the future, I'm going to be promoting the principles of Kwanzaa because we don't need to just let them sit in December. We need them all year because we got confused this year. So let's just go back to our ancient place of Africa and promote these principles all year long. Are you with me? Kwame Sunhorse, your mic is open. Welcome. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Kabara Ghani.
Kabara Ghani.
Kabara, it says, what's the news? When you celebrate in Kwanzaa, the person asks you Kabara Ghani, and then you would say the principle of the day, Umoja.
Yes.
Kabara Ghani. That's the greeting of that. And what Kwanzaa represents is the first harvest, but it's also a solar calendar. And what happens is that on December 21st, the sun crosses the equator, goes down, it stays down there those 3 days, then it makes its journey back, and it crosses over on the 25th or 26th. And then on December 31st, Sirius makes its solar year, its turn, because you can go outside at midnight. That's why everybody comes outside and shoots in the air, because if you go outside at midnight, look straight above your head, the spirit sun is right overhead. It takes that year for it to go around and come back, and that's what that represents. It's from that December 25th, 26th. It's the sun's journey. It's the spirit sun's journey. So it makes its year travel, and then that year starts again. And every year it does the same cycle. And on July 1st, it comes up and it rises with the sun. July 1st, the sun and the spirit sun rise together from the east. Sirius and the sun rise together, and then it aligns up on the 24th of July, and that's what makes the Nile River rise, because it's in alignment in the east. And so these are the as above and then so below, because that's what the immaculate, the pureness of the sun coming back to rebirth life in the northern hemisphere. Creator coming back. And so what Milana did when he went to Kemetic Institute and studied with his cousin Jake Carruthers and with Anderson Thompson, they deciphered the Hosea, which is a book that was written, a Kemetic book, and it talks about the first fruit, because the oldest book in the world is the teachings of Ptah Hotep, written by Asa Hilliard, Obadeli Williams, and Nia. She owns a bookstore down here in Georgia in Greenbrier. But those were the ones who wrote the oldest book in the world, and those are the principles that were written for the pharaoh Zophar, the first pharaoh. And so what we've done is that they've taken and deciphered the Medu Netra, and they've taken the word of the creator, and they've chosen the harvest time that happens in the south, because in the summer, we're going into winter, they're coming out of summer. And so it's just a seasonal switch from Cancer to Capricorn. from the summer solstice to the winter solstice. It's just an exchange, and so that part of the earth, they harvest. And so in Egypt, that was the harvesting. They all harvested. And so what they did was, in those last days of the harvest, they talked about what do we need to do for the whole year. The seven principles is for the whole 365-day, well, 360-something days. That's why you apply those to it. Your unity is about what are you going to do to unify the community for the year. What are you going to bring forth? And these were the discussions that were had by the village in saying that the festivities and the creativity and the self-determination, determining to keep providing for ourselves and not look at someone else trying to do it, because Mother Earth gave you the fruits. And so Naima was speaking, and assalamu alaikum, I know my sister's still listening, but you all were talking about death. You know, people look at and say, you know, oh, death, 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 and I'm going to die, and you're going to die from this. Did anybody ever make a decision to come here? Do you remember making your decision to come here?
We
regret going back.
Yeah.
We regret going back. Why are you regretting going back to someplace you made a choice to come from?
Right, right.
And then that's the part of that word, you know, die. Is it D-Y-E or is it D-I-E? Is it death, D-E-A-F, or is it D-E-A-T-H? Which one are you choosing? You know, because of the thing of it is that when you, death means you will no longer hear what's going on, because that's something that happens when you conceive and you grow your first ears. You start hearing in the womb.
Absolutely. So we've got, I thank you, Kwame, for elaborating on that. And I love what you said about the son of the creator coming back. We can look at that, I think, on two levels or two ways, S-U-N and the son of the creator, S-O-N, meaning the belief system that people have about the son of Yahweh, son of God, Yahshua HaMashiach, coming back. It's always intended to be coming back in our mind, in our psyche, being anointed with this powerful spirit of love, coming back into our brain, into our pineal gland, and activating in us the powerful understanding, belief that we are so powerful. The son of the creator coming back is about the consciousness rising inside of us. Like the Messiah means the anointed one. So we in 2022 need to become fully aware of our anointing to do exactly what we came here to do, and that is raise the consciousness of the planet and to create things like the Overground Railroad and to shine our light so that others can come out of this stupor that we've been in for the last year and a half. I've got a caller here. Let me open up the mic. 773-487, your mic is open. Welcome.
Okay, hello. This is Khufu, the Ethiopian prince in America.
All right, Ethiopian prince. Speak, we bow to the Ethiopian.
My family called me prince of the family. And my grandfather, he was a minister in California. My father was a Vietnam vet. And I'm just 10 toes down in America. I just made a deal with an African who has a restaurant. I provide his pops, and, you know, we're going to do a commercial with him. And we discussed and we said that the earth used to be gathered. And I want to thank Kwame for putting this out, because the sun was not out the last 3 days, and it came out today on the 26th. So he is on point. Kwame is connected to nature like we all are, through our pineal gland, like you're talking about. I know I'm getting off track, But if you ever felt the pineal gland, you know, when somebody falls out, you might see if they're still alive. You might put your two fingers on the side of their head, right?
Right, right.
To see if it's throbbing, right? If it's not throbbing, yes. You're dead, right?
Right.
You know, well, you know what they're, you know what they're checking, you know what they're checking, you know what they're checking? The pineal gland throbs. That's not the heart. The pineal gland and the heart beats together. The heart and the pineal gland has its own beat. Just like all the other organs, they throb. So the pineal gland throbs. That's why it decalcified. It means it's stuck. It's not moving. So going back to Pangaea was the plate called the disc, the earth disc, that was together at one point in time, okay? When Akhenaten, Nefertiti, and all these Ethiopian people had these pyramids, and they were living on life together in this energy, the world was actually connected. Earthquakes came and divided the continent. You see?
Yeah.
You know, water came in between. The Atlantic Ocean is called Ethiopian Ocean. Google that. The original name of Atlantic Ocean is called Ethiopian Ocean. Okay. This is when this time is. I went back in ancient times, and it was an awesome journey. And I found out what they did to live. It's like everybody else was sharing information, right?
Right.
And so we are not Africans, and this is my challenge. Oh, and it's probably the best challenge I've done in my little journey. We're not Africans, okay? When I was a teenager, what's going on with our holidays, create a black holiday, Umoja and all that. That's great. That's great. But my challenge is we're not Africans because guess who calls us Africans? Africanus, a Roman Catholic conqueror of the land all over the world. He labeled us Africans. And I just want to say, in this time, and when we're dealing with Kwanzaa, I like to instill and tell people we are Kemetic people, part of the Ethiopian people. We're Kemetic. What Kemetic means? We're just energy people, regardless of race. You see what this Kemetic spiritual did? It wasn't talking about race. It was connected to nature, the sun, stars, getting information, you know, off earth, trees, and nature. You know, I have the deer spirit. My name as a chief, I'm chief deer, white deer, white tail deer, because they follow the white tail. I'm a deer. I grew up with deer. That's a spirit. When you look at a deer, that's the spirit of nature right there. So I just want to say that I have connected, and I'm sure you all have connected. It's a pandemic. China, Russia. I've talked to Putin. I've talked to everybody. They're like, man, you. Because I'm like, hey, we all are landlords of the planet. Let's learn about the underground world. Let's you know, keep this vibration going, high vibration that we have got, because they're trying to create like a dark vibration, and it can't, because the light is too strong. Don't y'all feel that? I'm going to stop talking after that. They're trying to create a dark atmosphere, but we still feel this energy, enlightenment atmosphere of this nature, right? Because of the animals. They aren't bothered by what we're going through. So we all are one people. Yes, my father, I'm going to say this, I'm going to shut up, okay? You hit me on a point. My grandfather was albino.
Oh.
Okay?
Really?
He got a job at the National Harvest. He was a union head. He was a millionaire. He was an albino. So, yes, the albinos, that's how the European race was created. They lived in the Caucasian Mountains. They was mad. We shipped them away. They used to kill albinos in Africa. After 7 years ago, they had to stop killing them. They would kick them out the villages. They're going to the mountains. And when they came out, they was mad. And so this is how I get along with European people. I ain't trying to hate them. I do, you know what I'm saying? I know what happened. So what? Teach me something.
That's what I tell European people.
Teach me something. Get away from it, Rachel. We all know, y'all, okay, you came from the band of blonde hair, blue eyes. Okay, that's the band. Okay, it came from the Melanie people. Okay. Game over. Best lesson in tours in my life.
Unmuted.
I get along with people right there.
And everybody else who was created from that. Mexican, Spanish, Chinese, and Negro and Caucasian mix, it created Mexican, Chinese, Indians, and everybody else. Call them Mulatto people. There's three races, Negro, Mulatto, and Caucasian. Okay? Now, where do we go from here? I do business with people. So what the past? You know what I'm saying?
Well, we go to consciousness. Okay, so
living consciousness. Go ahead.
So we got to go to a break, but I'm going to mute your mic. Press one again if you want to make a comment after the break. Naima Lateef is going to take us to our next round of commercials. When we come back, I want to bring in a song to call African ancestors' wisdom back. It's like a 5-minute song that I want us all to meditate on for a little bit. And then please feel free to press one, call in. What are you doing to promote unity in 2022? Because we're done with all this division and blaming people and especially victim-mindedness. We got to come out of this, oh, poor me, I'm a victim. Look what's happened to me and my people. Look what happened in Africa when the African people sent their albino children to the Caucasus Mountains. That was an act of hatred. That's just plain and simple, hatred. African people started this energy of hatred with their albino children. Time to stop it. Take responsibility for all our African ancestors' behavior that was not all loving and kind and sweet. It was brutal. Much of it was brutal. And we all should take responsibility if we have any nappy hair like I do and take responsibility and start loving all our relatives, white, black, blue, brown, whatever color they are. And we need to help them come out of victim-mindedness and blaming everybody, the government, white people, white supremacists, all that. We got to stop this blaming and let's just take responsibility for our African ancestors who put hatred on their own children and sent them away. So Naima Lateef, please take us to our commercials and we'll be back with some beautiful music, a song to call back the wisdom of our ancestors.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
If you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant, our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and yourself feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605 1-800-273-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our host. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
First day of Kwanzaa, which is the meaning is first harvest or fruits, which means we come prepared to give our very best. The first fruits are always the very best of the crop, first harvest. And it's a cultural holiday for all of us because, as I said, all the human, and according to many beliefs and history and theory, is that human race started in Africa with Africans giving birth to albinos, creating an energy of hatred that has cycled over and over and over again and into 2021, where we have this amazing Twilight Zone Corona adventure that has just led the pace of fear and misinformation and confusion in our planet. So we want to start with the first harvest of Kwanzaa, bringing back truth, light, and unity. So this is a song to call African ancestors, to call back the truth. Whether you believe the narrative about Africans and albinos or not, and if you don't believe it, that's okay. We don't debate stuff like that. We just share what we believe is true. And you, this is a time in the next 5 minutes for you to ask for truth, calling our ancestors back. For truth, we want truth. We have been given so many lies over the last year with the media leading the way, the government leading the way, and people listen to that stuff and believe it, and then that's where we've had the division. So we want to come together in the next 5 minutes and just listen to this song that is calling truth back from our ancestors to tell us if what we believe or not is true and whether we should hold on to it going forward in this new year. Yeah. Let us all take a deep breath after that sound and that song. Now, for most of us, that sounds strange to us because, like, if you like me, I've never been to Africa. I don't spend my days listening to African music. And so that sounds strange to us, except we hear a language that is foreign and has a vibration and it has an energy. And some people might want to burn some sage after hearing that. They go, oh, that sounds weird or strange. But I'd love to hear from you how that resonates with you to be celebrating Africa today and to hear the song of African, calling African ancestors. How does that feel in your gut? How does that feel in your spirit to hear those sounds? And I'm going to open up the mic. I'm going to open up Mama AZ's mic, Kwame, and Kofi. And even, let's see, those who have pressed one. Naima, how does that feel to you to hear those sounds? Because, like I said, it's foreign. If you grow up in the United States, you've never been to Africa, and yet Kwanzaa comes along and everyone's wearing kente cloth and celebrating Africa, how does that feel? Mommy AC, how does that news feel to you?
Can you hear me, Dr. Z?
Yes, I can.
Thank you, Brother Kofi. Thank you, Brother Kwame. Thank you, Dr. Lateef. Thank us. This took me back to Miracle Valley.
Muted.
The 14 days that I stayed out there, I think it was last year, and there was this gentleman that was sent because the people who have control of Miracle Valley and that temple told him that I was a witch, and he needed their help. They needed his help to exorcise me to bring the demons out, and that's similar to what he was chanting. This
okay.
is unbelievable, and the point that I'm making is we do not choose to understand or overstand to go within to really hear what our spirits are saying. You know, even if it's somebody from another culture, we are all one human family. And as you were playing that, Dr. V, I got the man on film chanting over Reverend Allen's. And for those who do not know what I'm talking about, there's a spot in Arizona. It's called Miracle Valley. Reverend Asa Alonzo Allen, created this space, which is in Cochise County, indigenous stolen land. However, it was donated to Reverend Allen to do his ministry, to create a Bible college. And so many people all over the world are so misinformed about religion, and they do not choose to research and really find out what the truth is, you see. And when I hear that song, sister, I could see that guy throwing oil and holy water to exorcise me from that particular spot. That yes, kept me. They cloaked me for 14 days out
wow.
there. And it's amazing that you are coming up with this information to confirm some things. And from my point of view, I believe that Reverend Allen, because of his history working with the indigenous people and him being part Indian as well, I believe he was one of the guides from the other side that helped you to find the information that you are now sharing with us because of who Reverend Asa Allen was. I believe
yes.
that.
Thank you.
Thank you,
sister. So what I hear you saying is that sound that we just heard reminded you of a people trying to purify your spirit, your soul, and believing that you were not operating in a divine way, that they needed to bring a prayer or song to deliver you because that's what they were feeling, they were seeing. And so you stayed in that atmosphere a few days and experienced that so that you now know what you really do know, need, and hear is whether it's true or not is what I'm assuming.
Yes, and I'm so abundantly grateful for the time that the ancestors, Reverend Asa Allen, allowed me and brought me there. Started communicating with me, Dr. V, going on 7 years now, that I really started to understand and understand what these dreams were about. And I ended up here or there in Miracle Valley, Arizona, just feeling the energy and researching and researching and researching. So, yes, and I got some clarity from that, even got an additional clarity from just this program that you have so graciously put together, sister. I give thanks. I give thanks. Because sometimes I think I'm crazy. I hear these things, you know, but you have confirmed some things. Thank you.
Yeah. And our sister Zelda says that she loves the sounds of other lands. She's been to East and South Africa, and she loved it so much she wanted to come back to America, save money, and move there. Music is close as she can get for now. So, interesting. Kofi, your mic is open. When you heard that song, what did it make you think about, or how were your feelings about that song?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm so happy that we are understanding that we're keeping our positive vibration going when, you know, negative vibrations are really calling out for help. Okay?
Yes.
This is always going on, you know. And I understand that I'm an old head. I'm almost 60, and I understand. But that song, you have to understand, see, I'm connected to Africa because I understand Pangaea was the island. You understand? Before the earthquake broke up.
Right.
So I'm connecting with African people. But, I'm connected with them by our culture. It's the same. The Ankh, you got pyramids in America, you got pyramids in Africa, you got pyramids in Australia. Okay. You see what I'm saying? The earth is all the same. We're no different. We're just here on the west, and they're here on the east.
Yeah, Turtle Island, as Kwame would say.
We were never brought. See, this is the kicker. We were never brought on sailboats on the Ethiopian Ocean. They call it Atlantic turbulent. They didn't bring us here from Africa. Your power. Melanated people, whatever you want to call yourself, copper color, Indians, Muslim, Christians, my power is understanding. I'm 10 toes down in America. My family was here in America, Olmecs, Mayans, Aztecs, and we made with everybody else, and they're just saying, well, we're a part of you, so we want to be Native and Indigenous as well. Okay? But, you know, that's how I create peace. Okay, yeah. You were made by us? Okay. Now what are we going to do about it? Let's manage this land together. So that song is powerful because it's bringing that energy from the Kemetic world, Ethiopian, Africa, whatever you want to call it. We're sharing energy with each other. We're vibrating with each other again. We got, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The greatest thing for me when I got into my knowledge in this journey, in this living the Kemetic kingdom of God, Luke 17:21 means the kingdom of God is within you, okay? The most powerful thing that happened to me was I became a star in the sky. I did a video on that. And I looked up at that star and it throbbed at me instead of being a star on the ground like Hollywood, you know, because I'm in entertainment. I've been in movies. I know all the entertainers out here. I said, you know what? I found my star in the sky. So that song is powerful. And now, Miguel, what you're doing, I'm going to stop talking after this. What you're doing, you have connected the earth together with that sound from Africa, Kemetic, whatever you want to call it, the west. You connected us in the east together. You understand what you're doing? And once you, I've done that, and that was my calling, growing up, being who I am, I connected myself with Africa and the world. And so that sound, this is what I want to help everybody else. We all talk about global citizens. We connected. already. And Viola just created the sound to activate that connection. You understand? I'm going to stop talking after that. I appreciate
it. Okay. I'm going to open up Kwame's mic before we go to the break and get his response to that vibration, that music, that sound that is said to call the African ancestors. Kwame, your mic is open. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. And that's the thing about music and the tones and the vibration that the human voice can make and the instruments is used with it activates the human Akashic record. And you reconnect back to, because the first two humans and the everything that has been transmitted from those first two humans to every human on the planet is recorded in every human on the planet. So when you awaken that, because those ancestors, you know, our great-great-grandmother and our great-great-grandfather still resonate within us. And theirs resonate with them when they were here. And now we're the carriers of their energy. And when we hear something that was connected to them, that reawakens our spirit back to that point into this point. And so what we have to understand is we got a whole lot of unemployed ancestors because yeah. we have not put in applications to get their energies and their wherefall. And yeah. so what we have to begin to do is to call them. They're waiting because the mm-hmm. African asks the question, how many hands do you have? And mm-hmm. most people will say, all right, I got two hands. We said, no, you have 10. It's because you have your mother and father, your mother and father's on both sides, so that's four with them. And then you got those two mother and fathers, that's six, and then you got your father's mother and father. So that's eight hands you have, along with your two. What can you do with 10 hands working in this world?
Hallelujah. Yeah, so true. Thank you, Kwame. I'm going to go to Naima and make sure she's still awake. Naima, are you there? Did you hear that music?
I'm hanging in there, yeah. Yeah.
One more.
Well, yeah, I have been to Africa, so, yeah, that music, it definitely connects me to the motherland and the thoughts of Kwanzaa. But I think with America and our identity, what Ron Karanga sought to do in creating the cultural celebration Kwanzaa was of living that could correct a lot of the malfunctions that we developed as a result of being kind of disconnected. And, you know, and I understand what Kofi is saying about the origins of many of us, because if you look at the real history of the earth, we've pretty much been lied to for eons. And so you have to identify yourself much broader than a land base that your ancestors might have lived on at some point in time, because in another point in time they lived somewhere else, you know, because of all the migrations and everything. But I think if we can understand that slavery is not an identity, it's an experience. And some of us had ancestry that had an experience that was traumatic in the sense that there was an attempt at brainwashing that didn't work ultimately, but it did create a bit of damage. There were also people, and of course Mom AZ and Brother Kofi alluded to that, that were right here on this continent already, and even were intermingling with many of those who had traveled not just from Africa, but Europe and Asia and everything else. So there's another spiritual history that they have. And because we've been taught a lie that mankind is about 6,000 years old, which is absolutely preposterous, none of our historical relations make any sense. So, therefore, if we're looking at peace, we have to look at raising the standard of humanity and moving beyond the designation of what your outer covering is that you happen to be wearing in this particular incarnation of your soul, but who you are as a being and your ability to accept people for who they are, accept them for wherever they are in their own spiritual evolution, whatever state of consciousness they're in, and treat them kindly, because that's who you want to be, a person who is kind and compassionate and sharing and forgiving. And when we can choose to be that kind of person, then it doesn't really matter what our outer covering is or what journey we or our ancestors may have taken on this globe, because it's who we are as a soul. And that's where we have to evolve in our consciousness and in our identification of who we are to be that higher evolved soul.
Thank you, Naima. And when we come back from the break, we're going to hear some more music from the motherland to Africa. And I want to say that my father, this man, this picture behind me, Sherman Howard, has all the features of African culture, dark skin, nappy hair. So I inherited my dad's nappy hair and music. My dad loved music, especially being from New Orleans, you can imagine. He loved jazz. So I grew up in the first 10 years of my life listening to lots of music of all kinds, especially jazz, from my dad's reel-to-reel player. So my dad gave me my first love, which is music. So whatever music I hear playing, I can really resonate with it as being a message from either ancestors or either from spirit, from Yah, the Most High Creator, as a love song, most music. So, and then my mother's side was all Native American, very strong Native American features, Mongoloid, even the straighter hair. But I got the nappy hair and the music. So I feel so blessed to have that mixture of cultures in my sight, in my vessel. And that's what I share with you twice a week, is that the experience that I'm having with this mixed culture, not wanting to be prejudiced in any way, because it's part of my DNA to be mixed up with all these cultures. So when we come back, more music, because that's my first love. And when we celebrate any type of Kwanzaa, African, it's all about music for me, enjoying the music and the heritage that brings the wisdom. So thank you, Naima. More. We're going to go to our last commercials, and then we're going to come back with more music that will heal and soothe your soul.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
We're going to count down to 2022 tomorrow with Zelda bringing us an awesome show on graduation from life, something many people are afraid of. In fact, our government is really putting the fear on about death, that people who haven't had the jab are going to die and suffer and all that. And it's like, yeah, so what? What happened? That's what the choice. That's when we take full responsibility, when we die from our choices. Hello. So that's what we're here to do, is help us every day on Female Solution to accept your choices and consequences with joy, even. Mindfulness tomorrow morning, Monday morning with Zelda, talking about graduation from life. But tonight, if you have a comment or a question or you want to share what you're going to be doing to bring more unity to your life and your community and your city, please call us, 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak. And now, as I said, music is my first love. I realized that more this year, more than ever, because that is what kept me in peace all year. When things got a little crazy and hectic and troublesome and worrisome and all that, music brought me back to peace, shalom. And so this day we want to celebrate African music, African beats, African vibration. And this one is by a guy named Byron Metcalf called Heart Warriors. So let's listen to Heart Warriors. We're all warriors now, for sure. Whether you want to be or not, you're either going to be on the front line and die, or you're going to be on the front line and be a light of all of those problems. Leaders. breath in. And you're welcome to comment on that music if you like. That music reminds me of Australia more than Africa, and I'd identify with that. I've been to Australia. That was a long journey. Whoa. Long journey down to the land down under. And when I met some of the Aboriginals who were performing, actually, I felt such a connection to those people. And I think that's why I've never been to Africa, because I was destined to go to Australia for some reason. And I was married to a man who retired from the airlines, and he wanted to go to Australia after his retirement. So that's where we ended up. And it was an amazing experience all over on a ship for 10 days or I don't know how many, two long days. My first and last cruise. I never want to go on another cruise after that. It was too long, too much food, too much entertainment. And my son had warned us, don't go on a cruise that long your first time. And I was like, well, that's what your dad wants to do. So that music really vibrated with me. And then the whole continent of Australia was very, very personal and very like I had been there before. It was like a deja vu. So we have one more piece of music. We want to, if you have any comments or questions, press one and I'll open up your mic. I don't see any new hands going up, but if you have a question, text me if you want to. But this last one is a dance with the ancestors. It's a long one, but it'll take us right into our farewell thank you greeting called A Dance with the Ancestors. So 2022, let us be dancing more. Dancing more to me, whatever music makes you happy, whatever music makes you joyful. Kwanzaa Day 1 in 2021 is a reminder for us to be in unity, whether we're dancing, singing, listening to music, talking. Unity is the key. Let's keep this up for the whole year 2022 and beyond. But let's think about dancing with the ancestors. Thank you. can imagine dancing, whether you're alone or with someone, dancing to that African beat that helps your body come alive. I remember being in fact, it was Kwame, it was the Mipi ceremony in Georgia that I went to. At night, they were dancing around the fire. Some of the women just all the way closed. I was like, whoa, I'm not there yet. But they were all dancing around the fire making. And I wanted to get in there and have the courage to do that free. But I wasn't ready for it. But it was just fascinating to watch that. There was this kind of music that was being played that was just making me want to, yeah, be free, but I didn't get there. So it was an experience I'll never forget because the whole weekend or the whole week was amazing. So I pray that you'll have that freedom to just take your clothes off in your own private room and dance. That's the liberation that you need to come out of this twilight zone and to really prepare for a fabulous peaceful year of freedom and joy and peace. So I want to thank you for being here.
Unmuted.
Celebrate culture, music, and thought and principles for OJA unity, which we're going to bring up every week. I'm going to be bringing this up every week. All 2020, I'm committed to do that, and celebrating who we are as a people, as a vessel of love, soul, will, and vessel of love. And so, Naima Latif, if you're still awake, thank you for reading.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, geret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.